This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Boddington's Pub Ale. It's a Category 8A Ordinary Bitter. So this is a nitro can, so that's going to affect some of the perceptual attributes. Certainly when I pour it, the first thing I see is that classic nitro cascade. The entire glass looks like it fills with bubbles and it settles down to a dense head. And that's certainly the case here. The head is almost pure white, a little bit cream colored. But it settles to something that's very dense and is unlikely to go away. The beer is very clear. It's a deep gold color with hints of amber. Very creamy top. I mean, the nickname of the beer is Manchester Cream, and it has a creamy head on it. So give it a 3. So I'm going to smell it. I get a bright hop nose. It's moderate and floral. Some caramel is there, but it's low in intensity. It's also sort of light as caramels go. So not something too dark of a caramel. A little bit of the impression of sweetness. Moderate esters. It's always good to get esters in an English ale. Over in the UK, the thing that I noticed the most when I got ales on draft was how estery they were, particularly in the flavor profile, much more so than what we'd see in bottled or canned versions over here. The aroma seems very fresh and clean. It's one of the things I like about, I'm willing to sort of trade off the nitro, which I don't like, for the can, which does tend to keep the beers fresher than bottles, it seems. So don't turn up your nose at, a can of beer from the UK. You know, it might be better handled than a bottle. It'd be interesting for you to try them side by side sometime. So that's pretty much all I'm getting from the aroma. I'm wondering if the big blanket of tight bubbles is keeping down some of it, but, I'm getting hops, I'm getting malt, I'm getting sweetness, I'm getting esters, and it all seems very clean. So that's a pretty good thing. I'll give it a 10. Okay, get to try it. It has that nitro smoothness. The bitterness is maybe medium. You get a mild, grainy, bready malt flavor. Again, light caramel. You can taste some caramel, but it's very low. You know, if you were brewing at home, I think it would be like around a 20 Lovibond crystal flavor. I do get some hop flavor, moderate. Floral. So there is a initial malty sweetness, but it finishes dry. Perhaps with a little bit of a minerally quality. So the caramel's restrained as English beers go. Perhaps you'd also be able to tell that from the color. A lot of English beers are more amber in color. This one's in the dark end of the gold range. The flavor of the esters is medium-low. In general, the palate flavors are fairly light. The finish gives me I get bitterness. I get like a malty, sort of a malty, grainy flavor. I get esters and I get hops. So it's nice that all of those components last into the finish. I'll give it a 17. It could use more flavors. This seems like a fairly subtle version. Some of the malt flavors are played down a little bit. But the balance is awfully nice. You know, the things that are there are in good proportion. Mouthfeel. If you sip just, you know, the head, and that's pretty easy to do in a nitro beer, just don't tip the glass too far. I mean, that's the super creamy part. The beer itself is moderately low carbonated, medium light body, and very smooth. In this kind of a beer, I wouldn't expect any alcohol, and I don't get any. So, you know, given that it's a nitro beer, you know, I don't have any problems with this, so I'll give it a 5. So overall, it's good. It's the nitro presentation is a little unusual for the style, so you have to take that into account. It does have a nice balance, very clean flavors. It has less esters and other strong flavors than many other examples, but I think that's a little typical of this particular version. But you have to understand that it does pack quite a bit of flavor for a low-gravity beer. So I like that quite a bit. So I guess overall, it's pretty good. Give it a 8, and that totals up to a 43 overall. So that's the Boddington's Pub Ale, judged as a Category 8A Ordinary Bitter.